Good morning.
Good morning.
It is good to be together with the Lord's people. And on this Communion Sunday, one of the things that I wanted to talk about leading up to this was the fellowship that we have. And if you think about it, I mean, having fellowship with friends and family, you know, that's usually where we find the most joy in life. Hopefully everyone's had good experiences of fellowship with friends, with family. You know, whether you're just sitting down around the dinner table, talking, enjoying one another's company, laughing, sharing your hearts, your dreams. That's what relationship's all about. And that's what the Lord created us for in the first place. And, you know, one of the times that we celebrate each month, you know, the Lord's table, it comes back to the fellowship that God has established for His people. And if you think back to the beginning, talking about when God created all things and created man, His final work of creation, He had very close fellowship with Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. He would come and walk with them, talk with them. I don't know, maybe He even shared a meal with them. But it was a time of very close, intimate fellowship, with peace and joy and nothing to detract from it. It's hard for us to really imagine what that would have truly been like. It's hard to imagine life without the effects of sin. And sadly, Adam did, as we all know, allow that fellowship to be greatly injured, actually completely severed, but by the grace of God. When Adam fell in Genesis chapter 3, verse 8, it says, "Then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day. The Lord was coming to visit with them." Now we know, of course, that the Lord already knew what had happened, but He was coming like He normally did to fellowship with man, with Adam and Eve. And how did they react now that they had fallen? It says, "And they hid from the Lord God among the trees of the garden." They ran from Him. God wasn't the one that was injured. It was man that was injured, marred, broken. And the result was in Genesis chapter 3, verse 23. "So the Lord God banished him from the Garden of Eden to work the ground from which he had been taken." So much happened as a result of the fall. It's difficult for us to really put it all together, to sum it up. But thank God He had a plan to restore that fellowship with mankind. We see it unfolding over time. And there's some very significant chapters in the story of God's unfolding plan of redemption. We look at Noah. And Noah, if you've read the account, you realize that he was in the midst of a very corrupt generation. It says that the earth was filled with violence. Of course, we look around the world today and it kind of looks that way to us, sadly. But in Genesis chapter 6, verse 9, it says this is the account of Noah. Noah was a righteous man, blameless among the people of his time, and he walked with God. Again, he had fellowship with God, with his Creator. There was a relationship there. There was a bond there. I won't go into the whole story of what God brought about in Noah's life, but we wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for that righteous man in the midst of a corrupt generation. Moving on, we see God calling another man, Abraham. Again, a man who was in the midst of a culture that was filled with idolatry, a culture that did not seek after God, did not know God. But God called him, and Abraham listened. And the prophet Isaiah, in chapter 41, verse 8, delivers a message from the Lord, and the Lord says, "But you, O Israel, my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, you descendants of Abraham, my friend." And we sang the song, you know, "I'm a friend of God." Abraham was God's friend. God said Abraham was his friend. That's something that would be nice to hear. God saying, "You're my friend." And God established through Abraham the line through which ultimately he would send Christ. Now, why was it, though, that Abraham was God's friend? What was it about Abraham? We see in James chapter 2, verses 21 through 23, James says, "Was not our ancestor Abraham considered righteous for what he did when he offered his son Isaac on the altar?" And I trust that everyone knows that story. If not, I suggest going back into Scripture and getting familiar with it. You see that his faith and his actions were working together, and his faith was made complete by what he did. And the scripture was fulfilled that says, "Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness, and he was called God's friend." He believed. He believed that what God told him was true. In fact, you see that whole pattern in Abraham's life. It wasn't just one event. One event's mentioned here, but it was a pattern of life that he lived. Then we see generations later, we see God choosing Moses. And actually, Moses had a very special relationship with God. In Exodus 33, verse 11, it says, "The Lord would speak to Moses face to face, as a man speaks with his friend. Then Moses would return to the camp, but his young aide Joshua, son of Nun, did not leave the tent." And if you remember, there was this tent of meeting that they had set up where the Lord would meet with Moses and speak to him face to face. It's going back to what Adam would experience, actually, before the fall. That face-to-face fellowship. I mean, thinking about, you know, our relationship with the Lord, we don't get to see Him, at least most of us. Sometimes He appears to people in visions and things of that nature, but face-to-face. Imagine being face-to-face with God, speaking with Him as you would with your friend, and Him speaking with you as His friend. We actually see, again in Exodus, as God is calling out the people of Israel to be His own special people in fellowship with Him. We actually see that He calls all the leaders of the Israelites to a fellowship meal with Himself. In Exodus 24, verses 9 through 11, it says, Moses and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and the 70 elders of Israel went up and saw the God of Israel. Under His feet was something like a pavement made of sapphire, clear as the sky itself. But God did not raise His hand against these leaders of the Israelites. They saw God, and they ate and drank. God invited them up to a fellowship meal, to be in His presence, to see Him, and to be at peace with Him.